Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Tuesday, the 6th of April, after four long days in the wilderness without the Bulletin Board Heroes. Starting off with Barren Oil, and here we may have one of the preferred setups, an end-of-day close back above the gap down that we had earlier last month. The top of the gap there around the 0.07 pence level, in fact 0.077, so an end of day close above that would give us a decent charting buy signal and a possibility of a move towards the top of that triangle from September as high as 0.14 over the following 1 to 2 months. So something to watch out for there. Obviously at this stage we don't really want the shares to stay below 0.06 pence for any length of time, but looks like a bit of activity there in the MACD window, so possibility that there will be a follow through onto that 0.077 trigger point. Stock which has been moving around very nicely and finally gave the bulls what they wanted is Echo Energy, and just for a change in this market, we've got a stock which has gone up and stayed up, basically. We were looking for the upside to continue while we were above the previous target here at 1.2 pence, and we've stayed above that wholly over the course of today's session. So above 1.2 pence on an end-of-day close basis, looking for 2 pence at that December resistance line projection, and that could be seen as soon as the end of this month. Stock which has its fans at the moment is Fragrant Prosperity, and here we had a nice start to the day at least, looking for an end of day close above that February resistance line, call that around the 6.25 pence level. So let's see if we can get through that for the rest of this week. End of day close above 6.25, maybe ideally 6.5, and we're looking at the top of the rising trend channel there from February as high as 11 or even 12 pence by the end of next month. Stop loss at the moment, really, we don't really want to see the shares back below the 5 pence area, which was the floor at the end of last week. Good move today for Galileo Resources. Here you can see that the shares have finally broken that line of resistance from January. That was around the 1.45 pence level, so an end-of-day close above that, and maybe a weekly close if you're more fussy. Could do the trick in terms of at least retesting initial March resistance at 1.86 pence. Big target here over the next 2 to 3 months. If we can stay above the 50-day line at 1.7 pence, is up to 3 pence, perhaps by the end of May or maybe going into June. Moving along to a stock which caused quite a ripple when it first came to market a couple of months back. Here it looks like Cannabo is revitalizing itself. We've had we're having a break of that resistance line there from the end of February. That's around the 25 pence level. So 25 pence plus for the shares on an end of day close basis. And we're looking not only towards March resistance there at 30 pence, but best case scenario target over the next couple of months, maybe 2 to 3 months, as high as 60 pence, which obviously would be quite incredible. Let's see whether the cannabis or CBD craze has finally died out or not. Ideally, don't want to see the shares back below 20 pence in order to fulfill the bull argument there at Cannabo. Stock which has been another consistent mover, which is refreshing, is Core Potash. Not great price action, I suppose, on Wednesday, but well, we actually fill that gap to the upside, but we've done almost like the opposite today, so pretty impressive. And the view is that while we're above the top of today's gap, 1.6 pence, we're looking towards at least 2.2 pence, which is the top of a rising trend channel from June. So that could be seen ideally well before the end of this month, but only while we're above 1.6 pence. But that is a very decent sort of handbrake turn type of maneuver for the share. So hopefully that will pan out in a positive way. On to Macango, which hasn't been quite so volatile here. We've just broken that March resistance line and the 50-day moving average at 19.5 pence. The longer we remain above the 50-day line, the greater the chance of a move towards 30 pence as soon as the end of this month. That's the top of a broadening triangle from October. Onto a stock which has been covered quite a few times in the Sunday roast, for those who listened to that over the weekend. My Health Checked. Here we can see that at the end of the last week, the shares broke that resistance line there from March, around 4.5 pence, and Today, the low 4.6, so that's pretty positive. We have had an initial target at 6p, an end-of-day close above 6p. We've got a guess that the shares could hit as high as 9p as soon as the end of next month. So pretty good setup there for My Health Checked at the moment. Onto a stock which has been very painful and very slow in terms of the price action, really not going anywhere since the summer. Current situation looking slightly more encouraging with a key reversal to the upside off the lows. So 0.5, the low there, been pretty consistent support there for Oracle Power. We still want to see an end-of-day close through 0.6 or even the 200-day moving average at 0.65. But just the first sign that we've got some positivity there for Oracle Power at the moment. Big target here, maybe over the next 2 to 3 months or the 2 to 3 months after we break through the 0.6 to 0.7 pence zone is up to 1.2p, maybe sometime in the summer. Moving along to the stock of the day, I would say, which is Oilex. Here we've had the shares, I suppose, quite gallantly hitting that target that we had. The most optimistic one was 0.5p, which was a February resistance line from projection from last year. So we hit that, actually exceeded that by a little bit as well. What we want to see now, though, is an end-of-day close through 0.39, which is that March resistance line from last year. Above 0.39, then going to retest 0.5p once again for Oilex. This stage, don't really want to see the shares back below the 0.3 to 0.35 area on a sustained basis. So ideally, we remain above today's intraday low at 0.35. Slightly disappointing that I think elsewhere the shares were up 300%, but here they're really up about 30 or 40%. But that's the London market for you. Stock that it's pleasing to see making further progress is Predator. Here I've sort of enjoyed interviewing the CEO on a number of occasions, and it's good to see the share price doing well now. Broadening triangle here from the end of January and above that broken March resistance line at 12.75p. Looking for 20p as soon as the end of this month for Predator at the moment. Moving along to a stock which has had a decent start to the day, start to the this month as well. Here we've got Shanta, classic falling wedge break here, breaking the 20-day line and breaking that January resistance line there at 12.75p. Above that, looking for an initial target here at the 200-day moving average at 15.6p, maybe over the next week or two. And the bigger target here, maybe by the end of next month, would be to retest October resistance and that and test that October resistance line at 21p by the end of May on Shanta Gold. At this stage, only sustained price action back below 11.75p, really delaying the upside scenario. So the bullish divergence there as well, with a lower low for the end of March and higher RSI low. So that is pretty impressive. So there should be some decent momentum to the upside on Shanta over the next few weeks or coming weeks. Couldn't resist looking at Supply Me Capital after its slightly painful update to the market at the end of last week. There was always the risk of a retest or a test of the 200-day moving average at 0.37, and that's what we got on Thursday. What's interesting here, though, is that there was a bear trap below a retest, rather, of the support of November. We've managed to sort of bear trap below the 200-day line, and that does suggest that while we're above the 200-day moving average, there's a reasonable chance of at least a rebound back to the low 0.5s for the shares, even if they then go into a range, as they have been effectively 0.35 to 0.65 over the post-October period. Finishing off with a stock which updated the market today, more updates from Extract Resources. Here we've got a situation where the shares look as though they're ready for a fresh leg to the upside if the stock chart comes through. Here we got it. Here we've got a line of resistance from March or last month at 7p. So an end of day close above 7.1p should be enough to get the shares back up to 9p as soon as the end of this month. But waiting for hopefully a 7p plus break over the course of this week to get to 9p by the end of next month on Extract. Only back below the 50-day moving average at 6.17p, really delaying the upside scenario for the shares. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.